Learning the laws of Brachos, Simon Reish Chaf Beis discusses the Birchas Hodas Hatov V'Hara. The Bracha person says upon good and not such good tidings. The Mechaber tells us that Al Shemuo Shehin Tovo Slo Levado. When it comes to something in which is good that you've heard, which affects you and you only, Mevorech Shehechianu. It's something which not only affects you, but as well as others, then instead of the bracha of Shachianu, the Tova Meitiv bracha is recited. So there's a lot to discuss, and we'll just touch upon that briefly. The next sif then discusses the flip side. Al Shemuos Ra'os, Mebarach, Baruch Ata Hashem, Al Kinem Al-Kalam, Dayan Ha'emes. So the bracha of Dayan HaEmes is said, and the way the Mechaber spells it out, is with Shem HaMalchus, saying Hashem Elokeinu. So, focusing on the good news first, the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows, that first of all, based on the Lashon of the Mechaber, it says Al Shemuos, when you hear numerous good things. And the reason why it's written in Lashon Rabbim, explains the Mishnah Berurah, is L'horosh im shama kama shemuos b'basachas daivu b'barach echas. If you would hear numerous good tidings, which really have nothing to do with one another, nonetheless, only one bracha of Tova Meitiv is required. Now, when it comes to the bracha of Shehechianu, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hainu kishi'esh lo simcha mehashemua. It has to be, obviously, that you're extremely happy upon hearing this news. And he says, V'chein lo hefuch b'dayin emes kishi'esh lo tsar mehashemua. It's not just that you hear bad news, but it has to be something which affects you, or perhaps something which should affect you, as we'll discuss in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah then discusses this a little bit further. It says, V'davke kishama mepi adam ne'eman. Now when it says, and you hear good news, it has to be good news from someone that you trust. In other words, that which they say is something which you can rely on as being factual. V'zeh adam ra'a ba'atzmo, which means a person who saw it by himself. A person overheard this. It was just hearsay. And it doesn't make a difference what the bracha is. The ein hamagid ne'eman, the person who's saying this is not trustworthy. Or, shehamagid lo ra'ab atzmo, the person who's saying this over to you, again, just didn't really see it. And therefore, it may not be 100% true. It's not definitive 100% that in fact this is the case. So in that situation, lo yavarech, in that situation, a person should not say... a bracha. V'chein im shama shenitvas hagazlin shegazol mimenu. Also, let's say you find out that someone stole something from you, and because of that, you're exceedingly happy that they were caught. Lo yavarech ad sheyoshiv lo hagzeila. Doesn't mean necessarily you're going to get the money back, and therefore you have to wait until the money is returned before you make such a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah then says an unusual situation. He says misha huchrach. I'm not exactly sure why this is shehuchrach. It's something which is necessary to do. But a person is so impoverished that he felt compelled to marry a wealthy woman, even though shlo bechepso. It was not someone who he really desired. So he says, in that situation, quoting the words of Magen Avraham, Nevorach hatov hameitiv v'dayin ha'emes. You say both brachos in that situation. I couldn't make that up. So the Piskei Tshuvos, just to discuss this a little bit further, hatov hameitiv, he says, V'yochol levarech brachos elu kolz man shasimcha b'libo. Even if you heard this news, and for whatever reason you didn't know the bracha, or you didn't really think about saying a bracha, just as long as you're still happy about it, then you can still say this. You can still say this bracha. And the Mestaber furthermore says the Piskei Tshuvos, so it's logical to say shein chalos bracha el imkin hashmua sheshama shmua tova v'chashuva shesamach ba harbe. He doesn't just say, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that you should be happy, but he says it's simcha harbe. This bracha, you don't just say brachos for no reason. It has to be something which really gives you excessive joy. Hin simcha shel mamon, hin simcha cheres, shel echad, lefi hasagato, lefi matzavo. It all depends on your situation, which makes this bracha very unusual, in that it really depends on how you personally feel. So it could be the exact same news that for one person, it would be tremendous joy to hear. For another person, it's like, okay, that's okay. Things are going well for me anyway in general. And to hear such good news, it's not considered simcha harbe. So that person would really have to contemplate whether or not a person should say such a bracha. And for that reason, Mishnah Berurah elsewhere says, quoting the words of the Prima Gadim, We minimize saying such brachos. We call makom. Hasamuch avarich brachos elu, kishasimcha gabu belibo yeshu al mi lismoch b'shaper avid. That if in fact you do say this bracha, no one should say that you're doing something wrong, because if that in fact you feel such joy in your heart, then it's fine. V'yafilim einim avarich. Then he mentions a very important point, that if something good happens to you, and yet you feel that it's not simcha harbe, it's not such a huge joy, that you're not going to say this bracha, mikol makni zahir miyad, kishibol lo besor tova, when you hear this good news, v'hodos la'Hashem yisbarach, you have to thank Hashem, v'yomer hodo la'Hashem kitov, ki ol yolam chasto, you have to thank Hashem and praise Him, v'yavakesh, and also request and ask, shkenis haru Hashem yisbarach al ha'asid, that Hashem should also continue to look favor upon us in the future. Just for another moment to discuss the bracha of Dain HaEmes, he says that v'sarach levarach takeh b'shas hashmiya o hara'iyah. That when you hear the not such good news, then the bracha should be recited immediately upon either hearing it or seeing this terrible tragedy or event that you witnessed. V'im lo berach takeh, if you did not make a bracha right away, yoch levarach kol zman shel yatza hatzar melibo lo hastich daitu mimenu. You can still say the bracha, provided that you still feel that pain, that anguish. So a person hears this, you can maybe think, well, how about when it comes to a situation where a person passes away, in which we do not necessarily say the bracha of Dain HaEmes immediately. So this is what the Piskei Teshuvos concludes with, as shall we. So he quotes the words of the Taz, as well as the Magen Avraham, as well as other Achronim, that when it comes to Misas Adam Shumit Starla, someone that you're in pain that you found out that someone passed away, No Hagin Ha'olam Mavarach Baruch Dain HaEmes, Bloshim Amalos. We do not say Hashem's name. When it comes to someone who you are certainly in sar, your anguish and your pain for that loss, however, that's Varak al Misas Karovav, Shechaivlis Abulehim. When it comes to someone in which you must mourn for them, one of your Zayin Krovim, Nivarachim Meshem Amalchus, in that situation we do say Dain HaEmes, and we say the whole bracha with Meshem Amalchus, as the Mechaber said. V'chein b'misas Talmud Chacham, Chayv Levarach b'Shem Amalchus. Also when a Talmud Chacham dies. That is also the other exception, that you should actually say it with Shem Amalchus. And that Bach and the Taz say that when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, that you say this bracha, it's specifically al misas Rabu Hamul Chak. If it's one of your teachers that taught you a significant amount of Torah, the most Torah. In conclusion, Ka'amar Mi'ikar Hadin, Chayv Levarach Miyad Im Hagi HaShemua L'Oznav, even though technically you should say the bracha right away, the Afil Meshavis, nonetheless, Achaminhag, the custom is Lahamtin Bivracha Zu, Bivracha Be'es Halavaya, Uvishas Hakriya. That what our minhag is that we wait until either the levaya, until the actual eulogy, or as many have the minhag, is the shas kriya at the time of the rending of the garments. That is the time it is done. It's also brought down the Birka Yosef as well as the Gesher HaChaim, that this is the minhag.